This is Apollo Control at 11 hours, 29 minutes into the flight of Apollo 11. We don't expect to hear a great deal more from the crew tonight. At about 11 hours, 20 minutes, we said goodnight to them from Mission Control. They're beginning their sleep period about 2 hours early. The additional time available for sleep was made available by deleting the mid-course correction, the first opportunity, which occurred at 11 hours, 45 minutes. That mid-course correction has been moved to mid-course correction 2, to the opportunity at mid-course correction 2, which would occur tomorrow. The last conversation we had with the crew, we received a status report. They reported that they had taken no medication and were fit as a fiddle. We also got a report from Mike Collins on the gas separation unit, which is being flown on this flight. This consists of two stainless steel cylinders, about 5 inches long and about an inch to an inch and a half in diameter. The cylinders are attached to the water gun or to the water spigot on the food preparation panel and remove the gas from the water as it flows through the filter. The filter actually has two filters inside, one which attracts water and one which repels it, in the process removing the gas. Mike Collins reported that the filters seemed to be working quite well, that the water was coming out almost free of bubbles. He did report that they had a minor problem with a leak at the junction between the food bag and the filter. Mission Control advised that we would give that some thought and try to come up with some solution to it when they wake up tomorrow. At this time, Apollo 11 is 55,522 nautical miles from Earth, traveling at a velocity of 7,920 feet per second. This is Apollo Control at 11 hours, 32 minutes.